SCP-3105, A Journey Home. Practically every culture on Earth has some form of concept relating to people sticking around after dying. Whether this is in the form of ghosts, zombies, vampires, mummies, revenants, ghouls, wights, or spirits, the idea of someone's soul not moving on to an afterlife, or their body being reanimated in some way, is an especially pervasive idea. In many cases, a person's spirit might not move on because of some strong emotion still tying them to the material world, whether it be anger, love, or anything in between. SCP-3105 is an anomaly centered around an undead corpse from the Viking Age, who seems to be clinging to undeath for reasons that a researcher is eager to discover. Let's take a look. SCP-3105 is the heavily damaged corpse of a human male, showing significant damage from a number of sources, including age, exposure, animal attacks, rot, and injuries sustained from man-made weaponry. Despite this heavy damage and lack of any vital signs or mechanical processes, it remains animate and able to perceive its surroundings through unknown means. It's also capable of vocalizing in a limited capacity through grunting, groaning, wailing, and on one occasion, screaming. It's clothed in heavily degraded clothing and metal armor similar to those worn by Viking warriors, including a heavily rusted helmet, a tattered tunic, a leather breastplate, one heavily damaged leather glove, and the hilt of a broken and rusted sword, which has fused to its right hand. Tests have shown that the remains date to around 900 AD, in line with its attire, and alongside DNA testing, it's believed to hail from Western Norway. Any attempts to pinpoint an exact location, however, have been deemed impossible due to a lack of surviving remnants. It has so far proved to be aggressive towards any humans within its range of perception, attempting to injure individuals in its immediate vicinity by any means available. However, due to its heavily impaired motor skills, these attacks are easily defended against and damage is usually minimal. 3105 was discovered in a small village in Norway after the townspeople had begun to spread rumors of a draugr wandering the region and eating people's souls. Fans of games such as Skyrim or God of War are likely familiar with draugr, but they're a type of reanimated corpse in Scandinavian mythology, typically said to be found in burial mounds. The village had begun to leave offerings of food outside for the draugr, which was always found to be taken the next day. Due to 3105's apparent disinterest in food and lack of means to process it, however, it's presumed that this was due to scavenging animals. The Foundation was notified after a small child was approached on the edge of the village by 3105, followed by the child's parents screaming and rushing towards them. It responded violently, attempting to attack the parents, but was too physically impaired to catch or harm them. After the incident, the townsfolk reported what had occurred to the nearest city authority, and launched a hunt into the surrounding wilderness to look for it. They had grown increasingly more superstitious and had begun to burn bodies in the apparent fear of them reanimating. After this escalation had been reported to the city authority, along with video evidence of 3105, the Foundation launched an investigation. A small task force was dispatched to the location, and civilians were interviewed and ordered to stay within the confines of the village. During the search, it was eventually found in a nearby bog, stuck in a muddy lake bed, attempting to pull itself free. After it was determined that it posed no significant threat, a containment team was called and it was retrieved and moved to Site-19. A cover story of mass hysteria was released to the public, and the civilians in the village were amnesticized. Later, researcher Jansen was performing routine sample acquisition from 3105 while it was not physically restrained. Despite there being no obstacle or barrier preventing it from attacking Jansen, it did not respond with hostility and instead peacefully observed her actions and movements around the chamber. In light of this unusual reaction, she moved towards it with the intent to elicit a further response. 3105 reached its hand out towards her, attempting to touch her face, although Jansen quickly recoiled from the approach. Security personnel reacted by attempting to move her further away from 3105, following protocol, and it responded with hostility, as had been previously documented. Both Jansen and the security personnel were unharmed in the encounter, and left the chamber without further incident. Following this interaction, Jansen formally requested to be allowed to conduct various experiments to test the cognitive abilities of 3105. It's her belief that it still retained some form of sapience that could be stimulated when exposed to different forms of stimuli, and due to her expertise in European history and culture, this request was granted. In the first test, Jansen stands behind an observation window in full view of 3105, causing it to approach the window in an unusually calm state. It observed her for a few moments before Jansen placed her hand on the glass, at which point it also placed its hand against the glass opposite to her. In the second test, Jansen stands behind the observation window and holds up a number of items in order to gauge a response, including glasses, a mobile phone, a teddy bear, a photograph, and a lighter. It showed no interest in the glasses, photograph, or phone, but it seemed to respond with curiosity towards the teddy bear, and with fear when the lighter was lit, before cautiously approaching again. Jansen notes that it's almost as if an inkling of emotion remains, but they can only just scratch the surface. In the third test, Jansen stands behind the observation window, with 3105 showing interest in her presence, but she then began to speak to it, causing it to become confused and mildly agitated. It then looked at her for a moment before slamming its fist on the glass, so Jansen ended the test. She notes that perhaps her voice wasn't what it expected, as her voice is pretty deep, especially for a woman, or perhaps it's language-related. In any case, it seemed quite agitated by it, so perhaps she should try something more universally understood, like music. She does so in the fourth test, playing traditional Scandinavian music on her flute over the speakers, while remaining in full view. It proceeded to stare at her for a minute before slowly placing its left hand on the observation window. It then placed its forehead on the window and began to move in a rhythmic, jerking motion, similar to crying. She notes afterwards that this was a major reaction, and even though it's not actively aware of its surroundings in a fully alert state, it does seem to come to attention when something gains its interest. She admits that seeing it sob like that was a bit upsetting, and maybe it would have been better if it was just an animal acting on instinct. She requested to perform a face-to-face test within its chambers, with her request being granted under the condition that armed guards be on alert outside the chamber. In the following test, she enters the chamber alone, with it initially reacting defensively, but after seeing Jansen, it appears to relax. It slowly walks towards her, as she remains still and smiling, but she tenses as it reaches a hand out towards her. It stops, reaching towards her for a moment, staring at her, before continuing, gently grabbing a lock of her red hair. It examines it briefly before moving away to a far corner of its chamber and sitting down, at which point Jansen leaves the chamber. She notes that this was almost a tender reaction, as if it was lost in thought or nostalgia. She admits that it's a bit unnerving to have a corpse reach for your face, but it seems to be more human than they're giving it credit for. In the sixth test, she presents 3105 with a number of items made to replicate ancient Norse artifacts, including a small woven doll, a handcrafted flute, an icon of Mjolnir, a blunted cutting knife, a necklace, and a gathering of dried herbs. It interacted with all of the items and showed varying degrees of emotion, with the knife and the icon of Mjolnir given the least attention, although it showed some respect towards the icon. The necklace was handled for a moment before it attempted to place it over its head, which it managed with assistance from Jansen. It also showed a keen interest in the herbs, grabbing them and holding them to its face for an extended period. The strongest reactions were from the flute and doll, as it attempted to play the flute but was unsuccessful due to its lack of functioning lungs. It did appear, however, to display a proficiency with the instrument, judging by the finger movements. It then passed the flute back to Jansen with marked enthusiasm. When presented with the doll, it held it for a minute, silently, before heaving and throwing all of the items to the ground, tearing off the necklace it was wearing. It then proceeded to wail and slam its hands and head against the walls as guards rushed to subdue it. Jansen ordered them to stand down, however, and she approached 3105 alone, placing her hands on its shoulders. This seemed to calm it down enough for it to sit back in the corner of the room, unresponsive. She notes afterwards that that was distressing, as she didn't expect such an intense response from something so small, but this does confirm her theory that it reacts to stimuli more familiar to it. That should be enough to convince the higher-ups to give her the funds to overhaul its chamber, and she hopes that maybe it will be enough for them to learn more about the Viking era. She put in the request to outfit the chamber with a number of large furniture pieces built to replicate those used in the Viking era, in order to stimulate any remaining cognitive abilities or memory in 3105, and eventually allow for communication. Barring some items, this request was granted on the condition that all of the items be replicated at as low a cost as possible. The chamber was subsequently outfitted with a large bed with fur blankets, a large fur rug, several hanging decorative and fragrant herbs, a small table with two chairs, a simulated hearth, and a number of small items and trinkets. Despite the reaction in the previous test, the small doll was also included at Jansen's request, with security on standby. Upon 3105 being reintroduced into its chamber alongside Jansen, it stood for a moment observing its surroundings. It then looked back to Jansen, who gestured it in, and proceeded to wander around the room, interacting with several of the items in its vicinity. It tested the bed, warmed its hands over the hearth, and picked up a number of items and brought them to Jansen to observe. After a while, Jansen began to play the replica flute that it had brought her, causing it to walk over and sit near her. It watched her play as it clutched the small doll from the previous test, and also quietly vocalized while looking towards her. After she stopped playing, she held out her hand, and it placed its hand in her palm. She then bid it farewell and left the chamber. In her notes, Jansen exclaims that it had worked, and it was like watching a child run around their room, bringing their loved one all their toys. If they can manage to keep this level of attentiveness from it, then they may even be able to facilitate some form of communication. It will take a lot of work, though, as it's a big leap. Music has been shown to elicit major responses, so maybe that can bridge the gap. She knows some songs that it would no doubt love to hear, and maybe she could even tell it a story in Old Norse. She'll have to study up over the coming days. She also remarks that she swears she could hear its groans sounding like words while she was playing. It sounded almost like a name, like Sigrid, although it could just be her imagination. The eighth test was going to involve exposing 3105 to various auditory stimuli in the form of Jansen playing traditional Scandinavian songs and reading stories in Old Norse, of which she has been practicing. The test was terminated, however, due to subject expiration. Upon entering its chamber for the test, she noted that it had not moved from its provided bed for the past several hours. She attempted to rouse it with no success, growing more frantic in her attempts, violently shaking it and shouting, but it remained still. Eventually, Jansen was escorted from the room by security. After examination, it appeared that its anomalous effects had dissipated, and now it was a non-anomalous human corpse. In light of this, its body was moved for autopsy, which revealed that it had somehow removed the rusted sword from its right hand, and now held the replica flute that Jansen had played in the tests. In its other hand, it held the woven doll pressed to its chest. On the nearby table, a message in Old Norse was carved crudely with what is presumed to be 3105's broken sword. Roughly translated, the message reads, "Thank you, kind Valkyrie. I see now you are not her. My mind is clear and my heart is light. I am coming, my love. Will you wait for me? My flower, my Sigrid." Following the autopsy, no source for its anomalous properties could be identified, with it being reclassified as neutralized and placed into cold storage. Jansen has requested that its remains be given proper funerary rites, with the request currently under review. It's unclear what exactly reanimated 3105's body, or why, as it seems to have occurred somewhat recently, or at least it only appeared to others recently. It definitely died violently in battle, and it referred to Jansen as a Valkyrie. In Norse mythology, the Valkyrie are female figures who choose certain warriors that die on the battlefield and carry their souls to Valhalla so that they become Einherjar, preparing for the final battle of Ragnarok. It's clear that 3105 was searching for his beloved, Sigrid, and mistook Jansen for her, causing it to cling to life. It realized at the end that Jansen was not her, and it must pass on to be with her, so it did. In some ways, it's a sad tale, as its beloved has been dead for centuries, and it was clinging to life without realizing it. But in another way, it's a happier ending compared to it being stuck in Foundation containment for who knows how long. Perhaps 3105 and Sigrid are together now in the Norse afterlife of Hel, or perhaps not, but at least he's at peace.